Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes of this podcast over at the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. Let's start today by sending out some congratulations. October the 29th, a special day for one former Madrid legend, Raul González, made his first team debut 25 years ago to the day in a team that included, get this list, Hierro, Sanchez, Enrique, Redondo, Laudrup, Zamorano. He went on to score 9 goals in that debut season, spending a further 16 in all, and played 550 games, scoring 228 goals and winning basically everything that there was to win. He's currently, of course, at the Castilla team in charge there. And I think you can confidently expect that in the years to come, we will see him in the dugout taking charge of the first team. Now, Sadio Mane continues to attract headlines with speculation that Madrid will try to tempt him next summer. But once again, his comments from the weekend gave no encouragement whatsoever. "I'm happy," he said, "to be part of this great club, and I hope to stay here forever. Liverpool is a unique place. It is like a family." Now, Suso remains a focus of media attention as well, as he continues to drop hints that he wants a new and fresh challenge. Milan currently, remember, languish in 10th place in Serie A. Suso has had one season previously in Spain when he was on loan from Liverpool back in 2012-13 when he was at Almeria, but he is keen on a move back to Spain. Christian Eriksen is never far away from a media comment or two, but Zidane remains consistent in his views that regardless of the cost, he doesn't see Eriksen of any significant value to his team. Eriksen may have a dream to play at Real Madrid, but it seems that as long as Zidane is still there in charge, that dream will never come true. Now, who he does still want is Paul Pogba at the centre of his midfield. There's a belief that a January deal could happen. And there's also a resurrection in the interest of signing Marcus Rashford from Manchester United. This again, though, highly unlikely considering United's current situation. Now, Madrid's only real bargaining tool here is Gareth Bale, as they won't let Toni Kroos leave. And United have already distanced themselves from spending any significant sum of money on a player whose injury record has been very visible over the last couple of years. They believe the only way to accommodate Bale is on a pay-as-you-play deal, something that Bale is very unlikely to agree to. Now, Sergio Ramos may still have a good few seasons left in him, but succession planning is still very important, and we've seen the names of Koulibaly and Marquinhos being linked over the last few months. And now you can add to that Aymeric Laporte from Manchester City, who arrived, remember, from Bilbao back in 2017-18 season and has built a significant reputation in a very short time. The stumbling block here, he's contracted at Manchester City until 2025, and it would take something very eye-watering indeed to secure him. Zidane's future, as ever, remains on trend, with a view from some quarters of the media that if he does lose the Clásico in December, then Madrid will move to secure the services of Max Allegri for the start of the new year. Now, despite all of these names that are being linked with potential moves in January and indeed in June, for some, regardless of the need to actually bolster certain positions within the squad, sources are now beginning to say that Zidane will not be given any more money to spend this January, and the squad that he has must start to actually perform. He, though, as we've said before, will point to the fact that the large number of summer buys, including Jovic, Militão, Rodrigo, were not his choices. Now, the Under-17 World Cup is going on, and Real Madrid are keeping very close tabs on Nigeria's Under-17 captain, Samson Tiyani, who is playing a key role for Nigeria in this World Cup in Brazil. He was on target twice in the 4-2 victory over Hungary. News of his talent has spread quite quickly as well. Atletico and Barcelona also had scouts at the game. It's one of a number of players Madrid are monitoring. Brazil's Teles Mangio, of course, we said a few days ago, he's another. Fernando Ovila of Paraguay, and Ecuador's Johan Mina, amongst the other names. Gareth Bale's name is prevalent as ever. He travelled to London earlier on in the week on a personal matter. Details of his injury still being kept from a wider audience. He is, though, training and expected to be available for the weekend. Of most amusement, of course, over the last few days to everybody was the fact that it was said in an interview that he didn't actually know the name of the Prime Minister. He thought that Boris Johnson was still the Mayor of London. For some, though, including Mijatovic, he thinks he saw through the whole ruse. I think he said it was a joke. Eden Hazard has been in conversation with Madrid TV. He's been talking about his love of Zidane and Madrid. He said, if you love football, regardless of who you support, you have to like Zidane. He said, learning by his side is a great honour. He is honest. He said he knows what players need to hear, and he only speaks when he has to. On his arrival here, he said, I spoke with Florentino and he told me he was waiting for me. I also spoke with Modric. I felt, he said at the time, that everybody wanted me here in Madrid. I came here to win. I'm in the best team in the world. And it's been a great couple of days as well for James Rodriguez, who's been celebrating the birth of his second child, posting plenty of updates and pictures across all of his social media platforms. Now, moving on to Wednesday night, it will hopefully be lucky meeting number 13 between Madrid and Leganés. There have been 9 victories, a draw, and 2 Leganés wins over the course of the history of meetings between these two. But never in La Liga have Leganés beaten Real Madrid. Both wins were in the Cup January of this year, when Martin Braithwaite's goal was enough to inflict defeat on Solari's team in the last 16 of the Copa del Rey. And just under 2 years ago, January of 2018, they beat Zidane's team in Madrid by 2-1. So Zidane will be very wary and on his guard against any underestimation of Leganés, despite the fact that they remain bottom of La Liga, despite winning their first game of the season, ironically, against Mallorca, who beat Madrid in their last game. It was a first clean sheet as well for Leganés. There's been a managerial change there already this season, because Mauricio Pellegrino, remember, he was at Southampton for a season, didn't last long here either. He left by mutual consent in October. Luis Shembranoth is the man who steps up from the B team, which he only took over in July to take temporary charge in here. Now, if you've got a very, very good memory, then you might remember that he was on the books of Barcelona during the Cruyff era back in the 1990s, although primarily with the B team. He made 3 full appearances, and he did once get capped by the Spanish national team as well. On then to the tail of the tape. Real Madrid beginning the day in 5th place. They and Barcelona, they remember, have played 1 game less than everybody else around them. Leganés, 10 games played to Madrid's 9. 16 goals scored by Real Madrid to 5 goals by Leganés. Madrid averaging 16.4 shots per game. Leganés only 12. 55.5% possession for Real Madrid on average to 46.2 for Leganés. 87.1% pass completion to 74.2 for Leganés. 10 different players scored for Real Madrid this season. Benzema with 6 is the top scorer. He's got a good record scoring against this team as well, with 4, as indeed has Bale and Ramos. Only 2 players have scored for Leganés. Braithwaite with 3 is the top scorer, and Oscar Rodriguez the other. And 13 different players have provided assists for Real Madrid this season. Carvajal's 3 is the most, with only 3 assists provided so far for Leganés, and no player has provided more than 1. On the disciplinary front, 18 yellow cards against 28 for Leganés. Real Madrid have had 3 red cards this season to 1 for Leganés. And that just about wraps it up then for today's update. We will be back later in the week, looking back over the Leganés game and ahead to the weekend's meeting with Real Betis. And of course, we'll round up all the news, rumour and speculation. Hope you enjoy the match then, wherever it is you're watching it. From me, though, Tim Cable. Till Friday, bye-bye for now.